Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Oh, well, I find out that this is the end. Don't you care? That you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see? You're
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A search is underway for a man accused of murdering his three young children at a remote campground outside Seattle. KIRO's Luke Ducey.
Investigators say information developed with the FBI led them to a campground deep inside the Cascade Mountains, where they found Travis Decker's abandoned truck and the bodies of his three daughters, just 5, 8, and 9 years old. A SWAT team search for Decker came up empty. According to family members, the 32-year-old struggled with mental health issues after leaving the military. Now, wanted on suspicion of murdering his own children and considered possibly armed and extremely dangerous. Luke Ducey for CBS News, Seattle.
The family of the Boulder, Colorado firebombing suspect is now in federal custody. CBS's Anna Schechter.
The eldest daughter just graduated high school, and then there are four younger children. So these are potentially really young kids that have been detained by ICE, and they're being processed likely for deportation.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says they want to know if the family had knowledge of Sunday's attack that injured 12 people or contributed to it. CBS News has learned that the Trump administration is crafting a rule to prevent asylum seekers from getting work permits. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez on what this means on a practical level.
If this pause goes into effect and you are applying for asylum, you are no longer able to get that work permit and you would have to rely on others or the government for sustenance. But the administration is arguing that this will curtail abuse in the system. Advocates are concerned, however, that this will encourage migrants to work in the U.S. illegally in dangerous and unlawful jobs.
The change is still under consideration, but if approved, would upend 30 years of immigration law. Former special government employee Elon Musk denounces the Trump-backed budget bill in Congress as pork-filled and a disgusting abomination. When asked about it, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt responds,
"The president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it."
President Trump wants the bill on his desk to be signed into law by July 4th. As the upper Midwest experiences Canadian wildfire smoke, the South is preparing for a massive plume of Saharan desert dust expected to soon reach Florida, then hit states from Georgia to Texas by Friday. Dust from Africa typically moves across the Atlantic every year. But according to CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan,
because of climate change and global warming, it just makes the conditions happen sooner and it makes it happen longer. So it's usually just within the summer months, but it has extended into the spring and even into the fall.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Education Department says it is temporarily pausing the garnishment of Social Security benefits for student loan borrowers who are in default. With cherry prices soaring, thieves are growing bolder. CBS's Michael Wallace.
3 people have been arrested for stealing cherries from orchards in Northern California and selling them at fruit stands across the state.
This was organized theft.
Andrew Genasi is the executive director of the San Joaquin County Farm Bureau.
An agricultural smash and grab, really.
They tore off entire branches, destroying those cherry trees for years. Grower James Cinciolo says prices are high after last summer's drought and this spring's heavy rains wiped out a lot of crops.
Perhaps half of what the industry is capable of producing.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
2 scientists from China have been charged in Michigan with smuggling and other crimes in what the FBI says was an effort to bring toxic fungus to the U.S. Investigators say the pathogen can attack wheat, barley, maize, and rice and sicken livestock and people. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, a few thunderstorms in the overnight, breezy south winds, and morning lows in the mid-50s. Some of the rain a bit heavy. On Wednesday, showers, especially before lunchtime, but with the clouds and a northerly breeze, highs near 60. Right now, it's 73.
Come on! Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Show! News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
preservation, don't be slow. No, cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
say. Smile, she knows. goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Here comes that rain. Tears they
comes that rainy day feeling again. Local news and timeless hits.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I got home about a half past ten. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Go take a letter.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. National Security Correspondent Charlie Daggett reports CBS News has learned the Navy plans to remove the names of some prominent Americans from ships, including civil rights leaders, and also the USNS Harvey Milk.
It's a support ship, so not a battleship, but named after the gay rights advocate and Navy veteran who was assassinated in 1978. In addition, documents obtained by CBS show other vessels for renaming under a recommended list, and they include Thurgood Marshall, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Harriet Tubman.
Elon Musk is making it clear he does not like the House-passed budget bill now before the Senate. More from correspondent Erica Brown, including comments of House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
In a social media post, Musk called the legislation pork-filled and a disgusting abomination and told members of Congress who voted for the measure, you know you did wrong. Musk's comments created a stir on Capitol Hill Tuesday, with a number of Democrats delighted by the post.
Breaking news, Elon Musk and I agree with each other.
Republican senators pushed back on Musk.
Federal officials say the wife and five children of the man accused of attacking demonstrators in Boulder have been taken into custody. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem.
Now, Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack.